This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations warns of the potential for violence on a greater scale in Myanmar as protesters stage their biggest demonstration to date against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Thousands of demonstrations gathered Wednesday in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, despite a ban on gatherings of more than four people imposed by the military. Protesters have filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest cities every day since de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking government officials were detained in a February 1st coup. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will use his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging long-standing ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and on how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday Russia needed to ensure its parliamentary vote scheduled for September is free of foreign meddling following mass protests calling for the release of one of his fiercest critics. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets last month to urge Russia to free Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny ahead of the September election. The 44-year-old opposition politician was detained and later jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia. This is VOA News. Britain became the first country in the world Wednesday to give the go-ahead for human challenge trials, in which volunteers will be deliberately exposed to COVID-19 to advance research into the disease caused by the coronavirus. The trial, due to start within a month, will see up to 90 healthy volunteers between 18 and 30 years old, exposed to the smallest amount of the virus needed to cause infection. Scientists behind the plans explained this to reporters at a news briefing. Volunteers will be screened for possible health risks before being allowed to take part and kept in quarantine for close monitoring by medical staff for at least 14 days in a specialist unit at London's Royal Free Hospital. Spain will dedicate $1.2 billion of the European Union's coronavirus recovery funds to social housing, the government announced Wednesday, largely using real estate assets held by Sareb, Spain's financial crisis-era bad bank. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez told reporters Wednesday, quote, housing should cease to be a luxury or source of stress and preoccupation, end quote, adding, quote, both for people in situations of vulnerability and those who live in areas where rents have skyrocketed, end quote. Meanwhile, Spain will administer AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine to people 45 to 55 years old in the next phase of the national inoculation plan, the health ministry said Wednesday. People under 60 with a high risk of serious COVID-19 infection will be vaccinated with shots produced by Pfizer and BioNTech and by Moderna. Once those over 60 have been immunized, the ministry said. The Netherlands trails in the European Union vaccination rankings despite its wealth and reputation for efficiency. Its vaccine has been hampered by poor planning and a conservative strategy that kept more than 40% of its vaccines in storage rather than in people's arms. The Netherlands only began vaccinating January 6th, the last EU country to do so. Countries participating in the COVAX vaccine mechanism will receive confirmation in the next days and weeks of the timeline and number of doses for the first vaccine shipments, the director of the Pan-American Health Organization said Wednesday. An Israeli healthcare provider said Wednesday Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine was 95% effective in a trial of 602,000 people, reinforcing the drug maker's efficacy findings. Via remote. This is Diane Roberts, VOA News.